You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Aleh Shalom. One morning, she hears a Boker Tov. Good morning. And then she turns around and she notices the snake is telling her, good morning, how are you feeling today? So one of the questions that is brought, how did Nachash speak to Chava? How did they communicate?
Image.
No, how did they speak to one another? Speak. Nachash, how did Nachash speak? How did snake speak? Persian, English, Hebrew, what
language have
the Hebrew? The Nachash was speaking Hebrew?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I'm sorry? Well, you didn't think about this? No? So if you think about this, then there's no, you don't have other things to think about. That's a problem. When you think about other things, then that's what happens. When you think about only holy matters, so then other things doesn't come to your head.
You have different image, no? The snake of today.
Well, we get to the image later. Let's see. I did a communicate first. Then we get to the image later. So there's a difference of opinion. How did they communicate, actually? In other words, how Nachash approached Chava. Right, Eben Ezra, the Tzal brings that, you know, gives him sign, hint, you know, by making movement. That's one idea. The other idea is that Chava, Alah Shalom, obviously knew the animal's language, just like Shalom Amelach Alav Shalom. They knew how to communicate with birds and other animals.
She was the mother of all the world.
Yeah, but not that the Nachash spoke, you know, like Hebrew and so on. Yeah, she understood, you know, what exactly Nachash making a hint. So obviously, Chava was comfortable with the Nachash, with the snake. So now, it's brought that the way he looked, it's like a human being, the feet and hands and so on. So then after, then Hashem made him like a snake that you see today. So now here we see Chava had no problem to answer back, good morning or shalom, or communicate with the Nachash. So we learned this lesson. Why we have such a story? So now, the story here actually could have an interesting message, and that is, we, in some aspect, maybe we're in communication with Nachash, and we're not aware of. We have some type of Nachash, you know, maybe. You know, we run into, we deal with, and we are comfortable. The same way that Chava was very comfortable with the Nachash, with the snake, and then it ended up, unfortunately, whatever it ended up with. So it could be that, you know, we always, you know, not as comfortable, or we are too comfortable. That means maybe you have a nachash in your pocket, maybe, no. People have nachash in their pocket. It could be, yeah. I mean, it doesn't look like a nachash, maybe it's flat, and you know, it has light and so on. But even it's worse than a nachash. It's much worse than a nachash. Yeah, you know, actually nachash is a gift, you know, just it gives you one bit, and then that's it, it's done. But this one, you know, it doesn't leave you alone. Gives you like 100 bites a day, at least. So now here, how do you distinguish this is a nachash, is not a nachash? No, how do you figure it out? How do you stay away from it? How do you recognize you stay away? And just say, go away, don't come near me. No, how do you know? What do?
The less talk, the better it reads.
No, one more time. You might be, in access of a nahash, but even you don't realize because you got used to it, you're very comfortable with it, and even you feel, you know, this is a necessity. I have to have it. Again, back to Chava Aleha Shalom. I mean, if you run into such a scenario, you are, you know, obviously a lady starts screaming, help! You know, she would call, my dear Adam, where are you? But nothing. It's an unbelievable thing. You know, she was so just comfortable and speaking to this. Sorry?
And
what?
Infinity.
Oh, they had? No. Chas v'shalom. No, Rabbi Nachman HaKadosh, you know, goes to the depth of what exactly this was about. But here you're talking about a stranger. The stranger just all of a sudden, you know, pops in the picture.
There's a reason that the snake went after Chava, didn't go after Adam.
No, that goes without saying. No, but we're talking the point that Chava was comfortable with the nahash.
Well, before the curse, after the curse, then women were scared of the snakes. But before that, women were scared of snakes.
But he was in the Gan Eden, no, nahash?
Yes.
So he was there. He was a citizen of the Gan Eden.
Yes.
So now the Hashem permitted him to be there.
Yes.
But now, here, all of a sudden, as it says in the Torah, Arum, he was a very, very tricky, sneaky. Mikol HaBeima, Mikol Hayad HaSadeh, or, you know, it was the most sneakiest. Sorry?
Sly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, how is she comfortable with, you know?
Maybe she recognized something in the snake that made her comfortable with.
What? Snake? I mean, let's say if it's a rabbit, yeah. Let's say a rabbit, you know, fine. Or it's
a... She did not know it was a snake.
She didn't know? No, you cannot say that because Adam HaRishon named all the behemoth. So he named them, so obviously. But his wife was aware, you know, this is a sus, this is a chamor, this is a kelev, you know, he named all the animals.
Yes.
No, the Purim wasn't not there yet. But she was aware exactly what it is. So where were we?
She refused to believe what she was
Let me ask you this. When she ate from the tree, did she know she's going to die or not?
After she ate? No.
No. When she just about to eat?
Yeah, she thought she'd
because she said, if I'm dying, my husband died, we give him together.
No, you're going too fast. One more time. You're not listening.
Oh.
So when she was just about to eat it, did she know she's going to die or not die?
She's not
going to
die.
She's not going to die. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that when she was just about to eat it, she knew she's not going to die. So now, after she ate it, so then she forced Adam to eat it. Why?
She was afraid he was going to die. She was going to die and marry somewhere else.
What happened? You're telling me when she ate it, she knew she's not going to die.
Yeah.
So now, after she ate it, so now she's forcing the...
Because she realized she did not die. She's going to die because of the other one.
So now she realized she's going to die?
Yeah, because the Etz Hadat put her in
when she lost the whole understanding. She bought what she did.
When she ate it? No, there's nothing happened when she ate it.
Of course, she became physical.
Yes, but as far as before and after,
after she was getting the Yetzirah inside of her, she understood what she did, the wrong thing she did. And she was going to die because of that.
So now here is a very interesting point, and that is, first of all, that when one is just about, to do something that he's not supposed to do, why is he doing it? Why he commit whatever that he's not supposed to do? Why? Because he feels it's okay to do.
Yeah.
Right. So after he's done with it, then all of a sudden he realizes, I should have done it. Hey, what happened? So how come you don't feel... You don't feel exactly afterwards before.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. Why? Because the desire is much, much greater than to be regretting. The regret comes afterwards. And it's very, very, very delicate point that when she just about to eat it, well, no, it's okay. But right after, she's going to die and then Adam is going to marry somebody else. What happened? All of a sudden, the system changed. Now, back to recognizing snakes. Maybe it's a pattern you can use. It's a Rosh Chodesh. And then carry it on, if you like, the rest of your life. And that is, let's say you like to give blessing to your children. What type of blessing you give to children?
Long life.
What else?
Health.
What else?
Peace.
Sorry? Bezat Hashem to build a bayit neman, Bezat Hashem, all of them. Do you bless them to be jealous?
No.
Do you bless them to be depressed?
No.
Do you bless them to not be healthy?
No.
No? No. You bless them to be.
Yeah.
To be jealous, to be not. No? You don't. So now let me present a patent. What is a nahash? And to recognize what the nahash is all about, whatever that you don't want to give to your children, don't be. If you're not going to tell your children to not be healthy, so you have to stay healthy. If you're not going to tell your children to be depressed, you should not be depressed. If you're going to tell your children to stay happy, how come you're not happy? How come you're not happy? Does that make sense? Why? Because nahash got into you. You're comfortable, you are comfortable with the nahash. So now that's why you don't realize what the nahash is all about. But the patent here is, whatever that you don't want to give to your children, don't be. Don't be. But here we see it's not so. They go through such a pain, they argue, they're not happy, and but why? Why are you doing this to yourself? Because they got used to the nachat, they're comfortable. Just like Chava says, good morning, how you doing this, da, 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 da. And she then fell in the trap. That's what exactly you do. So now the patent here is, you have to stop and say, what type of feeling I am able to have? Whatever that you like to bless your children, be. Whatever that you don't want to give to your children, don't be. You like the patent?
Yes.
Yeah. It works if you follow it. So that means if you want your children to be successful, to be happy, you have to be it. You have to be the one. But if you're not happy, you're down, and you're always, you know, confused, then... Yeah. So then, so that means you're in a status that the Nachash knocked you down, and you're comfortable with it. That became you. Nachash is in you. You became the partner of the Nachash. And that's what the story that Totam Hashem is teaching us. You see the Nachash, you run away, run away. You borrow another 2 feet, and then you run. What do you mean? You stand there, you talk to him? What kind of attitude is this? But here we see, unfortunately, he knows how to get into you. He knows how to convince you. Chava, it was part of Adam. Part of the Adam Arishon. That's how she was created. But still, she fell in the trap. And more so, we, Chas v'Shalom, might have fallen in the same trap. And they say, the way that you can save yourself, always think about your children. Whatever that you want to give to children, be. Whatever that you don't want to give to your children, run away from it. And that's your blessing for your Rosh Chodesh. Shash Baruch Hu, Yizakir Otanu, B'zad Hashem Chodesh, Manis U'machot, Yeshuot L'karov, Amin K'yatzom.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.